John 18, verses 19 to 24. We go back now to Jesus before Annas. I could say the trial of Jesus before Annas, but trial is too elegant a word. This is no trial. This is no court of justice. These are secret rooms. This is a kangaroo court. This is a Gestapo meeting, a Stasi meeting. This is not jurisprudence. What John does is he moves us between Jesus and his trials and Peter's denials. Indeed, our passage opens, verse 19, meanwhile, even as Peter is denying Christ, and this is such a torment to Christ, he knows this. Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus. Very brief remarks upon this inquisition, this sordid affair. Annas, the high priest, I've explained already, there's tremendous political intrigue going on here. There's illegality. There's the breaking of the Jewish system, God's revealed law. There's intrigue here. And this man, Annas, this high priest, this the father-in-law of Caiaphas, it's so complicated, but this man now is sitting in the driving seat, and he questions Jesus. And it says quite clearly in verse 19, he questions him about his disciples and his teaching. I want just to expose this. What Annas is interested in, what he wants to get at, is not the truth. He's not after the truth. It's well said that truth is the first casualty of war. Truth has fallen in the streets here. Annas does not want to know the truth. Pilate, later in the chapter, will say, "What is truth?" These are politicians speaking. They're not interested in truth. What are they interested in? They're interested in Jesus' gang, as they would call it, and his secret teaching. You've been hatching a plot, an intrigue, and we want to know, because you are a threat to us, and we're going to destroy you. Now let us pause here and rewind a little while. Let's go back to chapter 11, verses 47 to 50. I do this because we need to know, we need to bear in mind what's been going on behind the scenes here. This is not a fair trial, as I emphasize. What is going on here? Let me read 11 of John, John 11, verse 47 to 50. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. "What are we accomplishing?" they asked. "Here is this man," that is Jesus, "performing many miraculous signs. If we let him go on like this," listen, "if we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." I think they're referring to the temple there, their nation, their status, their possession, their power. Then one of them, named Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, spoke up, "You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish." John 11, 47 to 50. And these are the men who have Jesus in their power. Caiaphas is the high priest, but Annas is the real high priest. He's the real power behind the throne. And these men have prejudged Jesus. Prejudice. They're not looking at truth. Jesus is guilty because he's a threat, and they're going to destroy him. And Jesus says plainly, I've spoken openly to the world, I don't speak in secret. Of course, he had spoken privately to his disciples, but all his truth had been laid out in public. Why question me, he said, ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said. For this one man, verse 22, an official, clouted Jesus. Think of that. He clouted Jesus. Verse 23, if I have said something wrong, Jesus replied, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me? Listen, Annas and this crew want to know about Jesus and his disciples, his gang, his plot, his scheme, his conspiracy. What is he planning? Jesus says, it's truth, it's right, it's wrong. These men are on different wavelengths. Those in the driving seat here are not interested in truth, but it's the truth that counts. Pilate doesn't want to know about truth. Annas, Caiaphas, they don't want to know about truth. It's expediency. You'll find the same in Acts chapter 4 and 5, when these same men, these same powers, go for the disciples. Truth has fallen, and Jesus majors on truth. And that's the point I want to leave with you in this discourse. Weigh the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the life, the truth and the life. It's the truth here. Truth. Weigh the truth. Seek the truth. Buy the truth at any price, says the Proverbs, and sell it not. I've already quoted, truth is fallen in the street. Truth, truth. You see, unbeliever, you are prejudiced against Christ and the gospel. You know it's wrong. Almost certainly you've never weighed it, you've never thought about it, you've never looked into it very seriously, but you know it's wrong and you dismiss it because you don't want it. We will not have this man to reign over us. How often I would have gathered you, but you were not willing. John 5:40, you will not come to me. It's the will, the will. These men have prejudged Jesus. They're full of prejudice. Unbeliever. That is one of the great marks of the unbeliever. Prejudice against Christ. Prejudice against the gospel. And I challenge you, in the words of Christ here, find out the truth. The truth of the gospel. The truth of Christ. The truth of his claims. Testify, he says, if I've said something wrong. Testify as to what is wrong. Weigh the truth. I tell you this, the truth is weighing you. And you will be found wanting. You remember Belshazzar's feast. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Annas is judging Christ here. In my country, in the morning news program, there's a slot called Thought for the Day. And I want to leave you with a thought. Annas is judging Christ here. One day, those roles will be reversed, and Jesus will be judging Annas. Christ is before Annas in this passage. One day, Annas will stand before Jesus. And you can cross out the name Annas and put your name there, friend. That's my thought for the day. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. God has appointed a day in which he will judge. And he's ordained a man, and that man is Christ Jesus. No wonder Amos said, prepare to meet thy God. That's my thought for you. Truth. I've got two thoughts. Truth. Weigh the truth. The truth is weighing you. Christ stands here before Annas. One day soon, Annas will stand before Christ. And so will you. Are you ready for that day? As William Gadsby said, pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Annas was deciding on the crucifixion. Christ would be judging for eternity, your eternity.